All rise, court is now in session. Face the flag, your country recognizes principles for which it stands. Sit down. Municipal Court number 38 is now in session. Honorable Gladys Dykes presiding.
Good morning. Bailiff, you may call the first case of the day.
State versus Horwinkle. State versus Horwinkle. Leslie Horwinkle, please step to the docket. Are you Leslie Horwinkle?
Well, if I wasn't Leslie Horwinkle, I wouldn't be here now, would I?
Just sit down over there, Horwinkle.
Kiss my ass.
Judge, this is case 148, People versus Horwinkle. That's one I talked about yesterday.
The hell are you staring at, you goddamn fascist pig?
Be quiet, Horwinkle.
Have you ever seen a criminal before?
Mr. Horwinkle.
I'm just going to read the
kiss
charge.
Kiss my ass, you stupid bastard. Tell me.
Leslie Horwinkle, you are charged on the night of September 14th at approximately 8 p.m., you did willfully, with malice aforethought, sexually assault a 16-year-old girl. How do you plead?
I plead insanity.
Insanity?
That's right, insanity. I'm just crazy about that stuff.
Mr. Horwinkle, this has not been the first time you have appeared before this court on such a charge, and we must make sure that you do not appear here again. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee.
Get your hands off me now. Go on, you stupid bastard.
Bailiff, call the next case, please.
State versus Stoner. State versus Stoner. Are you counsel for Stoner?
Yes, I am. thank you. All right, listen. Just sit over there, and I'll do the talking, okay? Just be quiet.
Man, relax, man. You know, it's cool, man.
All right,
we
listen.
Got this sucker in the bag.
Okay, now listen. I'll do the talking. When I call on you to come up, don't forget what you have to say, okay?
Yeah, man. Okay. Hey, man, it's cool.
Just sit down, man. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, man. Go, no, do your trip, man.
Okay, now just
Let
be quiet.
Say.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Your Honor. Now, it might seem suspicious that my client had in his possession at the time of his arrest 24 pounds of marijuana, 5,000 LSD capsules, and a gallon of Ripple wine. To the layman on the street, this may seem suspicious. However, there is an excuse, Your Honor. There is an explanation. It seems that my client had merely found these drugs, and he was on his way to the police department to turn them in at the time of his arrest. Now, we're not saying that my client is an angel. We admit openly that on two occasions he has smoked marijuana, and on one occasion taken LSD, of course, under the clinical supervision of a doctor. Now, what we want you to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is to look inside your hearts, to examine your own consciences, and remember this. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Now, as a true sign of repentance, I'd like to have my client step forward and say just a very few words in his own behalf at this time.
Far out, man. I almost broke my neck, man. Oh, that's heavy, man. Oh, wow.
Don't forget what I told you to say. Just
yeah, man. Hey, Your Honor, man.
No, not that way. The judge is over there.
Yeah. Hey, Your Honor, man. Now, dig, man. Like, I know a lot of cats, man, call you a pig. You know what I mean? Not really, man. Like, you know, but I ain't like that, man. You dig? Because I dig pigs, man.
Quiet about pigs.
Not really, man. You see, my old lady's a pig. You understand?
Hey,
yeah, listen, man. Like my man here says now, you dig? I've only tried marijuana, man, I guess. 22 times, man. Twice, man. And yeah, man. And I only did acid, man. 10 times, man.
No, once.
Yeah. No, once, man. Yeah, really, man. Hey, now, listen, man. Now, dig. I know, man, where that drug trip leads, man. Like, I know it's really a drag, man, you know, because I, you know, like, I really can dig that you can get hung up, man, you know. And you get hung up, man, you know, and you just go through some, man, you know what I mean, man?
Like, don't
you be far out, man, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a heavy, far out thing, man. And you know, really get involved, man. You know what I mean? Like, just wail, man, once you get there.
What
man,
I think my client is
gone,
trying to say at this
mean?
Time, Your Honor, is that
you know, like,
he has transcended
really
the drug
gone,
experience.
Man,
yes, that's it. He has gone beyond that. He needs no
now,
crutches
hold on,
to face...
Man. Hold on, man. I'm doing the rap.
He needs no crutches to face society every morning as a useful producing citizen.
Hold on, man. Now, I'm talking to the cat, man.
Order in the court.
I'm talking to the court, man. You just shut up, man. You understand? Now just shut up, man. Or you're going to blow it for me.